as you look at these two games, I mean, it really seems as if it was literally hit or miss, that when Detroit couldn't hit those shots in the first game, they hit the same shots, not really a very different scheme, and because of that, and because Miami isn't hitting theirs, it's a totally different scenario.
Yeah, I mean, you're basically looking at a couple of teams that are playing inconsistent basketball right now, and it's for a couple of different reasons. Detroit's inconsistencies come from the fact that, you know, they seem like a team that's just sort of plateaued a little bit at some point during the regular season. They just leveled off, because if you look at them in the Heat, they've had the same record after the last 40 games of the season, basically. So I think Detroit gets a little bit of the boredom factor. Maybe they know each other too well factor, that they expect somebody to do something and they kind of wait for somebody else to do something rather than, you know, taking the initiative and do it, somebody doing it on their own. And the Heat's inconsistencies come from a couple things. Come from the fact that they're still a relatively new team to each other. You know, they've only played, actually including these playoffs, the top eight players have only played in 37 games together where they've been healthy. And this is the longest stretch they've played together, which is a stretch of nine games here. And also the fact that they have a couple of inconsistent players right now that are supposed to be a big part of the offense, which is Antoine Walker and the Jason Williams and the Gary Payton, who at this point in their careers aren't the most consistent guys. So really, yeah, it does come down to a little bit of hit or miss, and it comes down to protecting the basketball at the right times. Detroit kind of threw the ball a little bit all over the place in game one, and it was the Heat doing that in game two, and the results flip-flopped because of that.